Agents of Change.
During the World War II, the independent state of Croatia was a puppet state of Nazi Germany and fascist Italy. Having that in mind, you can only imagine the horrors and terrors that were happening there. The independent state of Croatia was governed as a one-party state by the fascist Ustasha organization. The regime targeted Serbs, Jews, and Romani people as part of a large-scale campaign of genocide, as well as anti-fascist Croats and Bosnian Muslims. Ustaše operated numerous concentration camps, which were so brutal that some would dare to say they were even worse than Auschwitz. Some of those camps housed only children. Those children were taken away from their mothers. They were too young and too scared to take care of themselves, but they were still cruelly separated from their families and thrown into death camps. But luckily, there was one Austrian woman, married to a Croatian doctor, living in Zagreb. Even though she was already a woman of mature age and from a high class, she dared to tackle this painful, inhumane story, which took her life from a comfortable saloon to the brutal camps, and replaced the company of upper-class ladies for a horde of skinny, miserable little children. Dijana Budisavljević was a woman who could not close her eyes to the fact that thousands of children separated from their parents were found in concentration camps at the verge of death. The Austrian woman, who until then was not a member of any movement or aid association, launched a rescue operation from nothing once she learned about the horrors that are taking place in Ustasha camps. The church, both Orthodox and Catholic, participated in this assistance. The action, in short, consisted of collecting and sending aid in money, food, clothing, and medicines to detained women and children in the camps. Main part was the extraction and transportation of children from the camps to the families in Zagreb and to children's homes and hospitals. Dijana devoted the rest of her life to collecting the help needed for upbringing those children and reuniting them with their families. Diana's heroic performance was characterized not only by the saving of bare lives, but also by the systematic keeping of complex file. It was a record of the children and their origins, which made it possible for them to be reunited with their mothers and fathers, who in many cases were sent to forced labor in Germany. Dijana Budisavljević tried to preserve the identity of the children and thus enable their return to their families. According to those records, she saved more than 10,000 children. During the entire process, Dijana kept a diary, which was preserved, and according to which there were a book and a movie published, both named Diary of Dijana Budisavljević. It is a story about the best of people in the worst of times. She was one of those people, a woman looking further than herself, risking her own life for the sake of others, courageous enough to stand up to the most brutal regime and to make an impact on the humanity, a hero. This is Hana Radovanović from Pula, Croatia, for the Agents of Change podcast, where the world goes to where we take it.